Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Well, where's my lines? Yeah. The time is now 9 o'clock and the date is 28 September, 2017 still. I'm trying to look for my glasses because otherwise I couldn't read what I've wrote. So, all right, now I've got my glasses. All right, great. So, what do we have? The day is coming to an end, and I'm sure that most of you got the December destination sorted and whatever. And if you didn't, then I'm sure your caravan will do. Right. And as you know,
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay, interrupt.
I'm really, really waiting the whole morning
for.
I woke up at 4 o'clock and I got this horrible news on my phone and. You hypnotize. I'm waiting for the eulogy of one of his great followers. We all want to be like him. Let's be fair.
No. The only one
that a terrorist will be jealous in.
Yeah.
Because the terrorist gets 70
and he's got like 300.
And he's got...
And they're not even virgins. Here you go. I mean, what a pleasure. What a pleasure work.
So what do you say about that?
I don't know what to say, to be honest with you. You, Afne, as you know...
He's 91. He did his part.
Liel, he had a very good innings and he created something which was very rare.
I'm not sure.
In 1953, conservative America. Can you picture it? And suddenly he's put out this magazine. He worked on in his kitchen and he created Playboy magazine. Maybe just think the thinking behind it. Nude girls, nude women.
But you're talking
about artists about...
There's no thinking behind it. Let me tell you. I mean, behind nude girls, I mean, how much thinking do you really have to... You're
really
a man at your 20s. How much do you really think about
one of the only ones that had an article with Malcolm X. He was very revolutionary. You're talking about naked girls. That's definitely putting him in littlize him. He did a lot of stuff.
I know. What made it different was that he had intellectual articles about the state of the nation, and he had the top writers in the world contributing because he paid a lot of good money.
So when my mom asked
the bylines.
So when my mom asked me, "What are you doing with this?" and I said, "I'm reading the articles,"
and she believed.
And sometimes I really read the articles.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't remember any articles, but I remember the beautiful girls. Especially you remember the time Pamela Anderson and whatever. That was really
Farrah Fawcett,
Playmate of the Month.
So, as you know, silly season is here, and it's here to stay for the last. It actually started very early this year, I must say. People are going crazy, and robbery. Are really getting into a big action, so I think that we are what
it's called financial planning.
You think the financial planning?
The government is urging us to financial planning, so not only us, everybody's financial planning.
But you guys must understand that those guys are hungry for your money and your goods. So please keep your eyes open and be vigilant. Make sure that you and your family are protected. And let's have a great summer and new year and a great holiday season. To be honest, my summer is my season. You know, I go to the Val River and, for me, every weekend, the Val River is amazing. But lately, there's a huge raw sewage going into the Vire River, which is one of the Imphalanis town council really...
there was a huge article in the Star last week concerning the effluent that was going into the Vaal River. And I read the article, and I expected to see you being quoted, Roy, because you quite a big boss there.
Yeah, I am part of the Save the Vaal Foundation, and we're trying our best. But the thing is, you know, about 4 years ago, Infulani got 80 million rands that miraculously disappeared. And we're trying to see what happened. We're trying to sue the mayor,
the
executive mayor, the municipality. Nothing helps. Anyway, just to give you some ideas, the E. coli cannot be over 400. E. coli in count, and we have them in most of the places about 19,000, and it got up to 1 million. But right now it's about 220,000, and that's affecting about 70% of the Vaal reservoir.
I know
the Vaal reservoir is from the
The government can fix it quite easily. they have to put the bar up to 20,000 and then it would be less.
Same as the studies. Yeah, 100%.
Same as the studies.
100%. So, who do we have with us? First of all, we've got with us Peter Feldman. He's our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. How are you, Peter?
I'm great. Nice. And we have some very special person in the studio
today. Yeah, we do. But before we get to the person, we've got as well Liel. He's mourning from the morning. I could see him with a yarmulke and all. He's really crying for...
I did bad this year.
You did bad.
I did bad.
You're a bad boy.
I'm for 2 weeks. I'm already saying slichot, and I'm gonna say it another 2 weeks after Yom Kippur. And I really hope.
And if you believe that, you'll believe anything. Anything.
And Hashem, if you hear me, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
You are sorry.
I'm sorry.
So before we're gonna start the program, I'm gonna introduce the beautiful, beautiful Natalie. So what is she? She's a managing director, the founding member of LRMG Performance Agency. Her surname is Maroon. Natalie Maroon. I didn't know you spell Maroon like this, but you know what? Yeah. Natalie has more than 25 years experience in working with SA top 500 companies. Outside her job, she's a crime buster, leading an integrated campaign awareness around one of South Africa's biggest scam, the coin shop scam. And as we come back after the song,
where's the
applause?
Applause.
Oh, the applause.
That's really
yeah. Press applause. The applause button.
That's for Natalie. So
like whoever know Khaleesi from Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I think Natalie have almost as much. Names and like, she's doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she does. She does a lot of stuff. And let me tell you, she's, it's amazing. You know, I met her only a week ago, and I don't know, I fell in love with the person.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us. My name is Roy Perez, and we're here with the beautiful Natalie Maroon. The time is now 9:21, and we've got a caller on the line, on line two. Hi.
Can you? Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Okay, we can hear you too. What is your name, sir?
My name is Harold.
How are you, Harold?
I'm very well.
And what do you have for us, Harold?
Right. Do you want to know the story about Escoin?
I would love to hear a story about Escoin.
Right. Starting about 2011, 2012, I used to fly out a lot from Johannesburg Domestic Airport at least twice a week.
Are you a pilot?
No, I'm just a passenger.
Oh, all right.
And every time I went there, I'd walk past Escoin and I'd speak to the lady, Brigitte. And eventually got talking and she asked me about my investment. I said, I invest in Krugers. Oh, and she told me we should do diverse from Krugers and get these different form of coins, like the Mandelas, and how the value of these coins would increase over the years. And especially when he died, it would double in price. Also, what was said to us is that after 5 years, any coins that were purchased by Escoin would be taken back at the current rate, less commission. So that sounds like a very good, virtually guaranteed increase in price. So I invested in quite a few of their sets. And when time came to sell the first one, I approached them and was told, no, sorry, we can't help you. We don't buy them back. I said, well, talk guaranteed buyback. Well, that's only if the market is stable enough. And unfortunately, the market is not stable.
Did I mention it before when you purchased those coins that they're only going to buy them? Did I mention before that they're only going to purchase them back if the market is allowing them? Or
no, they didn't. That was only told to me after I approached them to buy back, and they said to me they expected the market to do better than it did, and the market's unfortunately slumped, so they can't buy them back.
Harold, it's Lee over here. Hi. Did they give it to you any kind in writing? Did they ever give it in writing, or it's only like a very hollow? It's a hollow promise.
It was always the time from the sales lady who spoke about it. Although when I did phone into the Eastgate branch as well, I was also told by the salespeople there. So it's not just a case of we're not getting it writing, but it's every person or salesperson that you spoke to said the same thing.
It's basically a hollow promise.
Yeah,
never
hollow promises.
Hollow promises, and they're still saying it. You know what? Metley and myself were talking about it. They're actually continuing saying it. They're actually continuing. Yeah. They're continuing selling the same idea. I'm sure most South Africans right now know, after the carte blanche and after us being moaning about it for the last 18 months or so, and Natalie is doing a great campaign. But I don't know, you know, think about those tourists that know nothing about it. And what do you think about it?
Well, that was my problem as well. You see, because I'd always been dealing in Krugers, because I know that Krugers maintain their value.
Well, in gold, at least you get the gold value. I mean, exactly. You will buy the Kruger any day for the full gold price. Not a problem.
You know, when we spoke about the Mandela's, that was one of the points I brought up. You know, that if something goes wrong, it's only valued at the spot gold price. That is when I was told, no, don't worry. We will buy them back.
We've got much more.
This is somewhat good, you know, to diversify the portfolio of it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I've lost about 100,000 rand.
100,000. You actually didn't lose a lot, I mean, if we consider other people. But I'll tell you,
yes.
your story is meant. I mean, your story, I heard your story like 1,000 times.
I think just to...
I just hope there's something that we can do. Because, I mean, surely there must be some form of protection in the Consumer Act for that.
You know what we are actually doing?
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying our best.
Yep. If you don't mind, you can contact us on roy@cashin.co.za and just give us in a few words so we can always call you. If we're on radio,
roy@cashin,
CASHINN .co.za. Okay. You can also contact you. ROY.
ROY at cashin.
Cashin, cash like money, and in like holiday. INN.co.za. And you can contact my partner on this particular matter, Natalie Maroon.
Hi, Harold. It's Natalie. Are you well?
Hi, Natalie. I'm well. Yourself?
Thank you so much for engaging the page as you have. We appreciate the support. So just important to get the message out there. The Facebook page, which is leading the campaign, is called The Coin Scam. There is also, you're on it, and I've seen you engage.
Yeah,
so important is we get it out, we share it, we get the engagements going. We've got the most incredible traction on the page thus far. We've got 620 followers in just under 25 days. We've had a little over 6,000 engagements. We've had a series of shares, which equates to about 100,000 people having laid eyes on the campaign. So it's got serious traction. Also, watch out. I've been seriously engaged with my legal team on both the class action, but as well as a criminal case, because this does tantamount to fraud. And then to a point that Lee made on the question of in writing, which I think is really important for the listeners. So the story is consistent. While the terms and conditions were never put to writing, what was put to writing was a schedule which was issued with an official letterhead and on a mailer from various employees of the Scoin shop detailing the growth of the portfolio over time. So this whole narrative around, well, this was speculative, could not be.
That's how scam works. It convinces you till the moment you actually drop in the dustbin, it convinces you that you're doing a great investment. So you can tell your friends how well your investment is. And I'm sure you did.
You told
your friend, look, I bought it for 100,000. And look, with the schedule, it's now 2 million.
I mean, Roy, you legitimize it to the point that, you know, I do a six-monthly review of my asset portfolio with officials, with the banks. I run a big business.
Yeah.
And the portfolio would have been submitted part of the asset register. So the scam to the point is completely legitimized. And you get taken in.
To the point you want to cash it.
100%.
To the point you want to see the value of it.
The schedule thing actually remind me of pyramid schemes, because pyramid schemes, you also get this kind of schedule. If you get this kind of people following you, you get schedules.
Yeah, but they get nothing. So the pyramid scheme is very simple. They tell you, you're going to get, for instance, 5% a month on your investment. So you, on the first month, you ask for the 5%, they give you 5%. So yeah, I can't believe it. Let me invest that too. That's how pyramid scheme works. This scheme,
you
buy today, in a month time, you're going to get nothing. You're going to get much less than what
you're
going to
get the gold price.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get.
You got this stuff that you're buying in groups, and then they're telling you if you bring your friends, so you get 1% or 2% of the what they buy and whatever. They're showing you how much money you're going to make. It's a schedule. It's very nice to write stuff, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
It's amazing. You know, it's amazing how people work. I know we're laughing at it, but that's all we left to do is actually laugh at it and try to close those shops. I think it's...
The bottom line is, Roy, we've got to take a stand here. So as South Africans, my sense is we're too complacent. We moan a lot, and we're really good at that. But we lack conviction to follow through.
That's what I said to Carte Blanche. I said, you know how many letters I wrote to them? And I said to them, guys, Derek, I mean, I follow you for the last 29 years, I think.
Yeah, 29 years.
29 years. I follow you for the last 29 years. And you know what? You got a great show. But you show us how bad the country is, and you did nothing. You did nothing. You're just showing us. You know what? I had enough.
Someone need to do something, and I think Natalie is one of the one that pick up the glove and is doing something. My question for Natalie is like this: Carte Blanche can reach 4, 5, 6 million people. Your Facebook page can get to another 3, 4 million, so let's say 10 million South Africans.
10 million is good. If we got 10 million, it's a big dent.
Are on Facebook. We have 60 million people. The problem is much, much bigger than that. How are we going to get to all these people to tell them that there is a problem, because it's their problem as well? It's not only us that maybe we lost hundreds of thousands of friends as an investment, but there are a lot of people that losing money in this scheme, and we need to get to everybody.
100%. So let's just attend to that, please, if you don't mind. So
we still got...
Have you still got Harold on the line?
Yes, Harold is still there.
Yes, I'm still here.
So what do you think about what we say? I mean, I'd like you to include you inside our conversation, in our conversation.
Sure.
Talk to me.
You know, one of the big things that I found very strange, a couple of months ago, over a year ago, when I first wanted to start trading in the coins, they came out with a Kruger set that I wanted to actually cash my existing Mandela's in on it. And then again, they told me no, and that there's no market for it. And then they came back to me, and they offered me way under my original purchase price, way, way under, or basically spot gold price for the coins. You know, I'd rather take those coins, smash them flat, and go and sell them.
No, don't do that. Bring it.
You can bring it to us. We give always a full gold price to the T, to the last cent.
I think, funny enough, Harold, that's what S-Coin was planning to do, to bring it to me after they bite from you.
Let me tell you.
I just don't want these coins back in circulation ever, because it's, you know, the unsuspecting person out there is the one who suffers.
Yeah.
Much people like us who have, you know, small-time investors trying to build up a portfolio.
100%.
And then you get ripped off and kind of puts you off.
Yeah.
All dealers, who do you trust now? I mean, if a good coin, like a good place like Gold Exchange rips you off, what chance do we have out there with normal dealers?
You know, it's very simple. I mean, what happened to you happened to a lot of people. I'm sure thousands. I'm sure all of you guys made the owners of Scoin Shops or SA Coin. I don't know what's the name of the other company that works with Scoin.
It's SA Gold Exchange and the Scoin Shop.
Yeah. So I'm sure they made the owners quite wealthy. Let's hope we're gonna make them pay. How's that?
That would be lovely, because Natalie, I'll stand by you. Any help you need to get this thing going,
just email
you're quite welcome to give me a shout, and I'll help where I can.
Just email your details to us, and we'll be in touch with you. And I thank you so much for calling us.
Thanks, Harold.
No problem. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you. So, thank you, Harold, for calling. And the time is now 9:32. You can contact us 010-140-3020. You can also WhatsApp us, even a voice note on 062-148-2374, or SMS us. It will cost you $1.50. So if you stingy, just do the other one. 34519. We're talking today about Scoin Shops. We're talking about to Natalie Maroon. I don't know why I want to say Portman. So Maroon. All right. So I just want to tell you.
Natalie was busy
saying something.
Not saying something, but trying to answer us how they're going to get to more people besides.
She's a marketing guru, this
TV.
One.
So let's hear it.
Okay, so we are employing an integrated campaign, and of course, every single variable contributes towards it. So I just want to talk to the stats on Facebook and why Facebook as the primary platform. So today, South Africa enjoys a followership of 16 million people using Facebook.
We've got another call.
So I was 6 million off. Not bad.
We've got another call in line two.
Let's go.
Hold on a second. Hi, we can hear you, sir. Ma'am?
Okay, hi, my name is Rian Spain, how are you?
What is your name? Say again.
Rian Stein.
How are you, Rian?
Brilliant, thank you.
Thank you for calling our show. The time is now 9:33, and talk to me.
Great. Thanks, Natalie, and thank you guys for bringing this out to public, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, I think a lot of people that's trying to build up a portfolio in South Africa, trying to get different options to invest their money and to see it work. And, you know, yes, for sure, you lend your ears out to different people to say, listen, you know what, this is a good investment, this is the potential growth. And even, you know, I would say, even if I don't get the full potential growth that they've given to you, I'll take 50% or 30%, whatever, as long as there is a growth. Not something that, you know, that you've invested something for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and afterwards when you find the guys and say, okay, listen, this is the portfolio that you've sent me, this is the current value approximately, and then they come back and say, no, sorry, the whole industry at this stage is, you know, we won't be able to assist you, although we'll put your name on the list and see if we can get potential buyers or to get rid of your potential investment.
Rian, I want to ask you a question. What did they promise you?
Well, okay, I'm actually, while I was actually listening to the show, I was going through my mails, and last night, okay, Natalie bought Kruger Rands, and, you know, which is connected to the gold price, which is fine. You know, that can definitely carry on. I'm a different end, you know, I have an investment of proof coins, you know. Mm-hmm. Mandela coins, I have the whole set from a PR70, which is the most sought after coin available as such.
And highest grade.
I actually bought 3 of those coins at 125,000 rand a pop. Then from there, you know, I've got a couple of other coins, lower graded coins, you know, to make up the whole set. So all in all, I've got about 500,000 rand of investment in different coins. Now, obviously, I've been talking to a lot of people, SA Coin, other investors, and everybody come back with the same story. You know, yeah, just wait, we'll get there, it will get there. But no, this year is now Mandela's birthday, you know, if he's the whole thing that the people play on somebody else's death.
You know, it's very simple. You can buy anything. I mean, people can sell you a Rolex for triple the price. I've got nothing, no problem with it. But when someone says, I'm going to buy it from you for at least X amount in 2 or 5 years, or I guarantee you a buyback, that's where the scam.
Yeah, Roy, I just want to come in there. So I think just for the listeners, it's important to understand what comprises the scam. And then, Rian, just to let you know, I'm in the same boat as you. My portfolio is not just Kruger Rand. So, I've also got the Nelson Mandela set, which if you go onto the site, you can have a look at the schedule, which I've now made public. Yeah. So let me just play out, which is really important that we get as a central message to anybody listening. So what happens? The general trend from feedback that we've received from multiple points on the site is as follows. People express an initial interest in Kruger Rands. They engage the coin shop, and the pitch is to Harold's point, consider an alternative to the question of Kruger Rands, and what is really positioned as rare coins are a great investment, and they're going to give you wonderful growth over time, is really what's pitched to you.
Let me tell you, it actually goes a little bit deeper than that. I mean, we investigated it, I told you, for about 18 months. So it works like that. First of all, they made the rare coin.
Exactly.
So they created the market. So it starts with a guy says, all right, let me make a Mandela coin. I'm going to make it rare. How do I make it rare? I'm going to make Mandela smiling coin. I'm going to print only 1,000 of those.
Well, they're saying they mint a limited edition, which is not true.
Yeah, let's say 1,000. Then they're going to make Mandela's face without smile. So this one's going to be another 1,000. Then they make Mandela waving, another 1,000. Then they make Mandela sitting, another 1,000. Then they make Mandela standing, another 1,000. Then they make...
dancing.
No, shagging wasn't there. Yeah, dancing, yeah. All right, another 1,000. And then so it's not really rare.
No, of course not.
And when you create your own rareness,
it's not really rare at all, right?
Yeah,
so that's the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is you then engage the salespeople who lead with this premise of a guaranteed buyback, which leads to your point, you don't get in writing. So notwithstanding persistence and nagging and requests for the contract there's no contract forthcoming. There's also no suspensive conditions attached to that buyback. Yeah, so your orientation is one of I can sell it at any time at whatever you tell me is the trading price. Now, they follow through with a schedule that says this is the growth on the coin.
They call this actually send you. Netty told me they actually send you.
But when you said the economy is not good enough.
And that has been the story since 2011. The economy is bad, yet they continue to
sell you the story.
I think that's they have a very easy defense mechanism. They're sitting every week in their fancy boardroom, and they're thinking, what we're going to tell the guys this week, why we can't buy it back. That's all the job.
And the question goes to
tell Natalie the economy is not good enough. Wait until it will be 20 years after Mandela's death, because then it will be more.
I'll put your name on the list, same as they did to Rian.
Yeah.
Rian.
Natalie, can I quickly jump in?
Please do.
I actually found a call now. That was sent to me on the 15th of April, 2013.
Yes.
Now, where they actually came to say, listen, this is what's available. This is the current selling price. Now, in other words, I'm very hungry far. This is the current selling price of 300K. Okay?
Right.
Potential growth. This is on mail. Okay? 750. They've sold a coin of 750,000 Rand. The PF70. Now, I've got three of those points. So when I contacted them, okay, that states that the person, the sales agent's name was Kevin Dent, and there was a lot of other people that, one of the CEOs and managers and everything like that. I got a hold of a lady by the name of Patty Duplessis. Now, when I spoke to Patty, I said to Patty, this is on mail that you guys are stating the current selling price or buying price is 300K. So I've told you my coins is available, and even though if you don't sell all three of them, sell one of them, that will be okay. Mm-hmm. So already from a 125 investment, selling at 300K, they said they've sold a coin of 70 to the amount of 750. So they can make their money. Even if I get the price that they're selling it for, I'm happy.
How much money did you lose, Rian, if you will? How much money did you lose?
Did I lose?
Yeah, how much money?
Okay, I've invested more than that, $500,000 there.
Yeah.
Rian, do you mind telling just put a few words on paper or on mail and send it to us, to myself and Natalie?
No, for sure, definitely, I'll do it. And, like I said, I've got mails from SA Coin. Saying, listen, guys, this is the current value. This is where we will move forward. I'm actually going to look the original investment. I had the whole chart to see over X amount of years, this will be the value. Now, at this stage, the value should have been about 2 million Rand for the PF70 coin. I'm not even close to that.
Yeah. So, what I think we are very important is let's get as much onto the page as we can. Let's put up those emails. Let's put up the schedules. So, the constant engagement questions we've had on the pages, well, where's the paperwork to verify the story you're telling? And getting the paperwork out there is really important to us.
Thank you so much, Rian. We will be in touch with you. We have to go to our sponsors. Thank you so much. And, that's a word from our sponsors.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back with this beautiful Natalie Maroon. The time is now 9:44. The new studio number is 010-140-3020. And we've got another caller on the line and line two again. So let's take this caller. Hi, are you with me? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, there's a lady. How are you, lady? What is your name, dear?
My name is Tasha.
How are you, Tasha? My name is Roy.
I'm very well, thanks.
My name is Roy.
I'm Lee.
And you've got Lee here. We've got Peter Feldman. And you've got Natalie Marunia. And go for it, Natalie.
Okay, just important for our listeners to please look at our Facebook page, which is The Scoin Scam. It's clearly marked. You'll be able to see it. And please send us as many as your stories as possible. If you're happy to publish them on the page, please do so. Otherwise, inbox us and let us know if you're happy for us to publish, and we will do so.
Thank you, Natalie. And what is your name, dear Pam? What is it? What is your name?
Natasha. It was Tasha, right?
Tasha.
My name is Tasha.
Hi, Tashi. So,
very well, thank you.
Tell us your story, please.
Okay, in 2014, I bought a coin from S Coin Shop, and it was a Kruger quarter pound. I was told at the time by a person working there, who's not working there now, his name was David.
David,
in
what's a shame? He was working there. He wasn't really the responsible person.
He was working
person,
there, but he's not working there anymore.
All right, and in what store did
so
you buy
it? Time, sorry?
In what store did you buy the coin?
We went to Sandton Direct because he sold it to us on email because we all sort of we bought a few coins from them, like Mandela coins and Rhino coins.
Yeah.
So we had a bit of a profile already.
Oh, okay.
And so he sold it to us on email, and then we went through to Sandton, obviously don't pick it up. They delivered it.
Okay.
But the email fell. But we had, you know, prior meetings with him on, like I said, previous coins that we had bought. But in any case, it was quite an expensive coin, 300,000 rand coin.
Sure.
And I was a little bit unsure about it, but, you know, the way he sold it to us was this was like the best investment ever.
So David must be a very good salesman.
There was one specific thing, sorry?
David must be a very good salesman.
He is. But, you know, he told us, I'll tell you what he told us, there's only six of them available.
In the whole world.
He was able, that's right. And he was only able to secure two for South Africa. That was the one thing.
How lucky are you?
You know, and told us that you gave us some figures that, you know, in a couple of years, you're looking at a million rand, you'd be able to sell it. But obviously, they don't commit to that. They just say it's possibility. You know, it's a long-term investment. They do say that. But, you know, fair enough. One would wait if you knew that you would have a growth, that kind of growth on it. But I was unsure all the time. So I said to him, I need to know for one thing for me to be able to make up my mind. Is it liquid? In other words, if I want to sell it within 6 months, within a year, will I at least be able to get back my 300,000? Because that's all I really wanted at this stage. We had some extra money and we wanted to invest. And he said to us, yes, definitely. You may not have any growth on it, but you'll definitely get back your money that you've invested.
It's amazing.
So fair enough. Let's give it a try. I mean,
so there's no downside. Basically, Tasha, he said there's no downside.
That's Tasha, what was
there
your...
There was no downside. I told him that we're looking to buy some. Tasha. So we want to invest our money in a place where we can get the money back quickly if we do not get the farm, you see.
Yes.
Tasha,
I had this discussion with him, and unfortunately, I didn't put that in writing, and unfortunately, I don't have proof that what he said. But,
I think that the story is going again and again and again. No one's got it in writing.
No, but I want to know, right? Tasha doesn't sound gullible, and I'm sure she's not. What kind of research from your side you did to make sure that everything he's saying is right? Because we got the means today. We got internet. We got... we can call people,
and we've got a great medium here. We're on radio. Yeah. We've got a lot of listeners.
Okay,
and,
you see, first of all, each coin shop has got a reputation in the respect that they are visible everywhere.
Not anymore.
So why do I have to doubt what they say?
I am not an
expert in the coin business.
Okay,
now in retrospect, they will say to me, so why didn't you go on the internet and do your own research?
That's a very good answer.
Why didn't they say that to me when I bought this thing? Why didn't David say to me, you know what, go and do your research before you buy it?
I'm going to tell you what I said to the other guys, whoever called. Please, please contact us on, send us your story. In few words, including your telephone numbers and your contact details to roy@cashin.co.za and Natalie Maroon.
At the Coin Scam. Follow our Facebook page.
And please do that. And we can take it from there. We'll try our best to compile some sort of a case against them. And maybe we can do a public, shaming?
Yeah. Something to that effect.
Expose.
Expose, yeah.
I think much more than that. I think you can actually get enough people to... What we talked about it before, a suit that's representable.
I think important for people to understand the capability of the massified campaign that we're looking at driving. So if we can go through it mechanistically for just 2 or 3 minutes.
Yes, please, let's do it. But first of all, I want to mention that Natalie was actually, when she started that campaign, she was actually threatened. Am I right, Natalie?
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit? I know you don't want, but you'll have to do that. Let me just say goodbye to Tasha. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll say goodbye to you. And please don't forget to send your details to us so we can follow up our conversation. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Thank you so much, Tasha. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. The line is back. Yeah, sorry. What do you say? So
the story is this, Roy, that I'm taking on some seriously dangerous people, that I should be really careful, and that this is a dangerous country. And my response to that is very simple. I'm not one of those people who are going to stand on the sidelines complaining about what I'm not happy about, complaining about the lack of integrity and the fracturing of the moral fiber of this country and do nothing about it. I'm going to do whatever it takes, and I'm a big girl, and whatever the consequences are. So I think it's important that people are courageous, and you must lead by example.
We are courageous, and we're going to carry on that one quite a bit. We've got another caller, but, which I love that show. We've got a lot of callers, but we need to go to the sponsors. So tell the caller in 2 minutes or 1 minute, we're going to come back to him. So after that, guys.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back with Natalie, and I'm going to give you the microphone so you say whatever you want to say.
Okay, so I think important to understand what the campaign's about. The likelihood of us ever getting back our money is really unlikely, and I think everybody must come to terms with that. The campaign was not set up to help people recover their money. The campaign was set up for one primary reason, and that is to create awareness that other people don't follow the same fate that I have followed. And it's premised really in, if I can save one starfish from beaching itself, that's one starfish enough for me, and one starfish that is going to change the world.
You're amazing. You know what? I'm sitting here with the most amazing woman I met a week ago, and you make me so excited. Made me really excited.
It's funny how God works, because we were looking for someone like Natalie because we had the same kind of anger, and we're looking for people to be together with and go after these people and at least, like you said,
we've got another caller, and that's going to be the last caller for today because we are running late, so 9:53. And who do we have on the line with us?
Morning, guys.
Morning. Who am I speaking to?
He's speaking to Pierre Erasmus.
How are you, Pierre?
The situation with Skoin, if you ask me another day, I'll tell you I'm fine, but at this stage, I want to complain, and I first want to thank Natalie for picking up this forum so that we can continue and get Alan Denby to be humble enough to pay us at least our money or to close his shops down. I quickly want to read you a little bit of one of the emails that I sent to one of the agents at Scorn Shop, one of the sales ladies. Can I quickly read to you?
Please read.
Okay. I said, good morning, Marianne. I trust you are well. My dear, I want to propose a deal between myself and Scorn. After this carte blanche program a couple of weeks ago, I can see that I'm definitely not the only one that feels that we have been scammed. I can go on one of two ways with this. One, go to the social media way and rally all concerned together and see how much damage we can cause to scam. This is what we're currently hoping to do. Or number two, make your deal in which I'm prepared to write off 100,000 rand just to get something back from my investment and call it quits. According to the latest update of my portfolio that Scoin sent me, the value of my Scoin coins are 750,000 rand. I've purchased it for 535,000 rand. The difference is 217,000 rand that is supposed to be my growth, according to Scoin. I propose to split the 217,000 rand into equal halves, which come down to 108,000 rand, blah, blah, blah. And I'm prepared to settle for only that amount to be added to my original investment of 535,550 rand. That will bring me to a total of 644,308 rand.
And what did they say?
I still don't think it's fair, but I'm desperate to get at least some of my money back. I will appreciate it if you can forward this offer to Mr. Alan Denby himself. Unfortunately, I've lost my previous emails from him with him. He actually congratulated me at one stage for and thanking me for being such a good client.
Of course,
a good fool would be a better word, but in any case,
contributor.
I, I said, I really hope we can agree on this proposal. If not, I will try the first route. In other words, I'm going to go to the social media, and this, luckily, I met up with Natalie, and this, hopefully, we'll be able to get a big enough support through social media to bring Alan Denby to his knees, because they are stealing from us, and they just continue.
So what was the answer from them?
The answer was no. They are not prepared. Okay. They actually I've bought some Kruger Rands as well. That was the last thing that I bought from them about a year ago.
What did you pay for it a year ago? From ask for the Kruger Rand?
No, I was lying to you. I don't have it. I don't have the amount yet.
Okay.
But in any case, they offered me to buy back my Kruger Rands from me, but they didn't want to buy any of the other stuff. It's a normal story. All the people will complain about the same thing. They are not prepared to buy it back. And if they buy it back, I can give an example that at one stage I bought a kilogram silver Mandela coin, one of those kilogram things.
Yes, yes, yes. And what did they charge you for it?
I think I bought it for 18,000 rand, and this was now like I think it was 2012 around
Pierre,
there.
I would need to wrap up that conversation. We're getting to the end of the hour. Although it was very, I want you to do me a big favor, because I want to put you again. I want to call you again on air. If you don't mind, just contact us on roy@cashin.co.za or Natalie Maroon at
I'll work through Natalie.
So Pierre and I have been engaging. So Pierre is very active on our page. I think Pierre, just to keep the lines uncrossed, let's continue to engage on the page where you're comfortable to share publicly, post publicly. Where you're not, 100%. Let's inbox as we've done. So
Natalie, what's the page name again?
It is The Scoin Scam.
The Scoin Scam, guys.
Thank you so much, Pierre.
Okay.
Thanks, Pierre.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye bye.
And yeah, Roy, let's give 5 seconds to Yom Kippur.
Yeah, just before we do Yom Kippur, we've got here quite a few people that, first of all, there's some people want to know, who are the directors of Escoin?
As I understand it, Alan Denby, there are a number of other directors. We can make that available. We will publish it on the Facebook page.
And there's a guy suggesting we send...
the landlords.
No, we're going to send Chuck Norris to them.
I'm hoping Mikey Schultz is listening to the show and feels really compassionate.
Tell me something. Important thing. Have these guys ever been interviewed? Have they ever made a statement?
I don't know. Another one suggesting call the landlords and tell them they're aiding and abetting criminal behavior, and by letting shops to them and giving them credibility.
Just to come in there, we have prepared a formal notification which we intend sending to center management, detailing the complaints and placing pressure on center management for making space available to them.
I'm going to say goodbye to all of you.
great show.
Thank you so much, Natalia. I love you so much. Guys, thank you so much for listening. The time is now 9:59.
Sorry for everything we've done wrong this year. We love you all, and we see you after Yom Kippur with open page, a new page.
100%. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, guys. Cheers.